I'd like to share some words with you from the prophet Zephaniah, and these words are traditionally read and meditated upon during the Advent season. From Zephaniah chapter 3. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies, and the King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion, let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Just a couple of days ago, I was visiting a friend, and we went to his midweek Advent service together at his local home church. And because I was a guest, I sat down, and during the opening hymn, it was a very familiar hymn, and so I decided, instead of looking at the words in the hymnal or up on the screen, I decided to let my eyes just kind of wander and take in this new worship space. And I looked at the stained glass, the windows, the architecture, and the people. And my gaze fell upon one father sitting in the pew with his little bitty son on his lap, probably no more than 2 years old. And the son was facing his father, being bounced gently upon his lap. And the father was singing these familiar words to this wonderful hymn, and his son was concentrating, looking up at his father, and trying to emulate the sounds that his father was making. And during the refrain of the song, the father would look down at his son and enunciate those words so carefully so that his little son might try and emulate the song too. It was father and child singing together the song of God's salvation. That is the picture of God's kingdom that Zephaniah gives us this morning. God is in the midst of his people. He has come down to be in the midst of his people. He has brought his kingdom down, and there is singing, and there is rejoicing, and there is exulting, and God is quieting his children on his lap with his love as he teaches them to sing his song of salvation. That is the picture of the kingdom of God Zephaniah presents to the people of Judah and Jerusalem, and that is the picture of the kingdom of God that we have today. But if you read the rest of Zephaniah, the first 2.5 chapters of his prophecies stand in stark contrast to this picture. In fact, it's utterly horrifying if you read the first 2.5 chapters, because Zephaniah gives God's people a vision of the kingdom of God where God is not rejoicing, God is not singing, God is not exulting, but rather he says, Wail, O Jerusalem and Judea! Wail! And woe to you, O nations of the earth! And he doesn't quiet his people with his love. No, he tells them to hush. To hush as he tells them about the judgments laid against them on the day of the Lord. This is the kingdom of God, the picture of the kingdom of God, as God comes down into the midst of his people and he is ready to scour the streets for sinners that he might slay them. To search with a lantern the streets of Judah and Jerusalem. To start at Jungerman and Willot and to find the people who swear by the name of God but who trust their bank accounts. To find the people that have swapped out soccer schedules for Sunday morning, and to find the people who have cloistered themselves into their own individualistic spirituality instead of coming into God's community, the church. God is coming in this first vision that he wants his people to see, the first vision of the kingdom of God. God is coming, and there will be no singing. And that is horrifying. Horrifying for Judah and Jerusalem back then, and horrifying for us now. And if you think that vision of the coming kingdom of God, the day of the Lord, is terrifying for us, just imagine the heartbreak and the disappointment of our Heavenly Father. For He longs to sing and rejoice and exult over His people. This first vision of the kingdom of God that Zephaniah gives us is not the kingdom that God dreams for His people. It's not what He would have for His kingdom. And so He gives Zephaniah another vision. And that vision is the glimpse of the kingdom of God that Zephaniah gives us this morning, where God promises to come down into the midst of His people once again. But this time He's not coming to pronounce woe upon the nations of a wayward world. God is not coming as a righteous executioner to slay sinners in the streets. No. God is coming to deliver His kingdom to the earth in a backwater town of Bethlehem in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. God promises to come into our midst in Jesus so that Jesus might fulfill the vision of the kingdom of God, so that we might get caught up in the dreams that God has for His people, for His kingdom, a kingdom where He sings, a kingdom where He rejoices in His people, a kingdom where He gathers His people to Himself and He puts them on His lap and He teaches them the song of their salvation. And so, that's God's promise, that in Bethlehem, He would come again into the midst of His people to bring His kingdom and to rejoice in His Son Jesus and to exult over His children. And so we rejoice too in the birth of Jesus, and we exult too in the salvation of our God. As He takes us upon His lap, He quiets us with His love, and He teaches us the song of His salvation that He sings to us and that we sing to Him. Amen.